So tell us a bit about your role at Notts County. You've been there 4 years now, is it?
Yeah, 4 years. So it's been 4 years. It's been a lot of ups, a lot of downs. It's been overall fantastic, though, you know, to sort of build on what I was doing at university in terms of the sports nutrition side. So you're working with the men's team, the ladies team, particularly the ladies team now. This last year we've had a Super League ladies team battling against the likes of Chelsea, which we beat the other night, beat Chelsea 1-0, who are top of the Super League. And working with the ladies is fantastic. They've got some England internationals, you know, it's really sort of getting big, that is. And then the academy, you know, the academy is important. That clubs like Notts County in the past have had players like Jermaine Pennant, Leon Best, Steve Finnan, some top players even in recent times that have gone on to play in the Premier League. And by producing talent through the academy, that's how Notts County and ultimately clubs like that survive, you know. So that's important. And the community side, we do lots of stuff in schools, and it's a fantastic community club. So
it must be really interesting to work with the ladies team, because the Women's Super League is such an up-and-coming thing. Yeah. I mean, Notts County, second bottom at the moment, but as you said, beat Chelsea the other night, and they've got Everton in their last home game as well, so should be hoping to finish the season on a high.
Yeah, I mean, there's only eight teams in the league, and obviously, you know, when you're up against Man City and all the money and Chelsea, Arsenal, you know, it's a bit, you know, when you say second bottom, it almost sounds like it's been a poor season. But, you know, basically to stay in the top eight in the country, in that WSL1, the Super League, is always the objective. So it's been a good season. We got in two semi-finals, FA Cup and League Cup semi-finals, you know, only losing out to Arsenal really just recently. So it's been a good first season for Notts County, and to be up there with those clubs is an achievement. And I think next year you'll be looking to then, right, say, okay, let's really have a go now, let's try and get up the top of it and start battling with the likes of Chelsea.
And it's all done on limited resources, I guess, with Notts County.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, obviously, you know, we've got to be respectful to everybody. I mean, Notts County is a fantastic club, and obviously the chairman and everybody else, they, you know, really invest in a lot of their hard-earned money in it. But when you're up against the likes of Man City, you've got the Etihad and all that carry
it's
on.
Relative,
you know,
isn't it?
It's relative, yeah. So they're obviously, you know, there's literally, you know, I think Man City had, when we played Man City ladies, they had like literally more than 20 members of staff, you know, so that's what you're up against. But, you know, money doesn't get you everywhere, and we've got a good group of girls, and I think that they can certainly match it, definitely.
Let's talk about the men's team for a bit. Obviously, it's quite tight in League One at the moment. What have you made to their start to the season?
Yeah, I think they're doing well. I mean, it's what you don't want is another year like last year where, you know, we were sort of battling against relegation, and, you know, Notts County don't want to be flirting around with Division 4, you know, League 2. Notts County should be League 1 or Championship, really. That's sort of where it would sit in its history. So we certainly want to be stabilising in League 1 this season, making sure we're not involved in another relegation scrap. And I'm sure that that's going to happen. I'm sure we're going to be okay.
And talking about your role as a nutritionist, I suppose 30 years ago that was something that football clubs at any level wouldn't have done, but it's something of growing importance, probably one of the fundamentals, you know, every club accepts that you have to get that right now.
I think in general, I mean, 30 years ago there was no physios or anything. You had the manager would run on with a bucket and sponge, you know. So I think in general the whole team behind the team mantra has become quite important, and it is really important. You know, if you're going to pay athletes thousands of pounds in wages, then you need to invest in a good staff team to support them and look after them and get the best out of them. And ultimately, you know, athletes are just like machines, and you've got to get the most out of them. So nutrition, in terms of how they're fueled, how they're hydrated, what supplements do we need, what are their vitamin mineral levels like, how often are they getting injured, how often are they playing, it all comes down to the diet and nutrition and how you fuel that machine to go and perform well.
And what you do with the academy, is that more coaching, or does a nutritionist role come into that as well?
It has to start early. It has to start, you know, if we obviously in our own country we're seeing massive levels of childhood obesity, childhood diabetes that we've never seen before. We've got a big problem with health in the country, where by 2020 there's going to be more than half the population either overweight or obese, and we're seeing it, as I say, in very young children. And that does creep in even to football academies, believe it or not. You'd be surprised at the number of overweight and young players that are carrying, you know, too much body fat, and ultimately that will stop them developing and becoming a professional. So if we're going to generate the best English talent and the best players of the future, we've got to get the nutritional guidelines and the importance of things like nutrition in very early to these young players.
Because it is that balance, isn't it, between playing sport but also eating Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of what I do is to try and make it exciting, I take it to the training pitch. So, I mean, it helps that I'm a qualified coach as well, so I can do bits of that. But I would, if I'm going to do a weigh-in, for example, I'd take the scales down to the training pitch and I'd weigh them before training session and weigh them after the training session and show them how much fluid they've lost. And, you know, in typical, people lose about 1 kilo, 2 kilos, and I'll explain that that equates to 1 litre or 2 litres. So you're trying to teach them about electrolyte and fluid loss as well, the playing. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do on the actual pitch, and therefore it's a part of their training, so it's not boring. You know, nobody wants to sit in a classroom.
Do you find players, young players, older players as well, other coaches, people in the football community, are they all quite accepting of sports science now and what you're doing? Or do you sometimes find it a bit of a challenge to get the message across?
It's a massive challenge. Even now, it is a big challenge, and anybody who would say that it's not would be sort of telling a few porkies, really. It's a massive challenge because, by the nature of it, football coaches tend to be former players, so there's very few. I know Mourinho's an exception to the rule and what have you, but because he didn't play, did he? But virtually all top managers, and even at local level, you get a lot of managers that have just played the game, therefore it's natural to progress into coaching, so then they tend to get the management job. So what you're dealing with is people that haven't perhaps been to university, understood the kind of educational side of it, the sports science side of it. But there are some modern managers out there, and it's becoming more acceptable, but there is a lot of an old school perhaps focus on some of it, and it's about educating coaches, managers, chief execs, even people in high positions at the club, at all clubs, just how important things like sports nutrition can be, and it can be the difference between winning and losing.
So you said you're working more with the ladies now, but in your experience, because you have worked with the men's, does it depend a lot on who the manager is, the type of manager? Can, I guess, have a big effect on the job that you're doing with the team?
Of course, absolutely, absolutely. And it depends on what their view is, because ultimately, whoever your bosses are, they're your manager, you know, they shape the direction of the football club, and it depends on who your manager is. I mean, I've been very lucky. I think every manager I've ever worked for has been 100% supportive. But I know people that have been at other clubs where, you know, they're not interested, you know, you know, it's more of a rarity now. Like you say, it's not really acceptable anymore for players to be fat and have high body fat and things like that. You know, it's just not a part of the game anymore. So luckily, football's tend to have been behind a lot of other sports because there's so much money in it, but it's starting to catch up other sports now, football, in terms of the sports science, sports nutrition side. So,
and then aside from Notts County, you also work with a Team GB Paralympian as well.
Yeah, Natalie Blake. I've been working with her for a number of years now, and you know, she's currently the third in the world for Paralympic weightlifting. She's you know, very, very, very good. She competes in a lot of able-bodied events as well. She's obviously heavily involved in the Paralympics, and she's preparing to, you know, she's looking towards Rio already. So she's an inspiration, and it's very, very complicated. You know, she won't mind me talking about it a little bit. Obviously disabled from the waist down or what have you, so that presents its issues in terms of digestion and how we're going to best manage her weight, so she's in the weight categories, and how she's going to perform. But everybody loves working with her because she's inspirational, and she's, you know, very, very, very sort of one of the leading lights in terms of Great Britain at the moment.
And I bet it's quite different, isn't it, the diet of a Paralympic weightlifter to a footballer?
Yeah, absolutely. Every sport differs. Every individual differs. And that's why it's so important to work with people. One of the things that I get sort of a bit upset about in terms of government health promotion is it's all about 5 a day and 2,000 calories for women and 2,500 calories for men. But unfortunately, all the evidence shows those guidelines aren't working. They're too simple, it's too general, and people think that they just follow those and then they're going to be okay. And obviously all we're seeing is that obesity, diabetes, diet-related ill health, it's all getting worse, unfortunately.
Matt Lawson, nutritionist and community officer at Notts County Football Club, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, pleasure.
And I'm sure we'll hear from you throughout the year and keep in touch.
Absolutely, cheers.